Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And as we've already mentioned many times, today is Tax Day 2009, the deadline for filing federal income tax returns. As a result of that, many Tea Parties across the country, which we'll talk about again in just a moment, but President Obama also used Tax Day to talk about his policy towards the U.S. tax code. The president says his focal point, especially during this economic downturn, is assisting the struggling middle class.
Across America, families like the people who joined me have had tough choices forced upon them because of this economic downturn.
Obama says that the current economic environment, as well as the current U.S. tax code, are forcing some families in this country to make some very difficult choices.
Many have lost a job. Many are fighting to keep their businesses open. Many more are struggling to make payments to stay in their home or to pursue a college education.
Obama says his approach to the tax code is simple. He wants to help the middle class. He says they deserve tax relief, and he says under previous administrations, they haven't gotten it.
They need a government that is working to create jobs and opportunity for them, rather than simply giving more and more to those at the very top in the false hope that wealth automatically trickles down.
Meanwhile, tea parties are popping up across the nation from coast to coast and border to border. Hundreds of thousands of folks at least turning out. Some of the rallies very large. One here in a rainy Washington, but another one out in Sacramento, California, which also wasn't as sunny as you might expect. Among those speaking out in the Golden State, small business owner Kathy Romansky.
All this spending is just putting us into debt. I'm worried about my grandkids that aren't even born right now, let alone my son. The debt that we're accumulating, stop, let small business start up.
At Lafayette Park in Washington, just across the street from the White House, Eric Jacobs says he's also very upset with the current economic course being charted by this administration and Democratic Congress.
I'm mad about this spending package because I think it's really going to affect my future negatively. How are we going to pay for this?
Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, says he's not quite sure what all the fuss is about. He says the president's only signed one piece of legislation involving tax rates, and he says it was a tax cut for 95% of working Americans.
The Making Work Pay tax credit, which gives $800 for working households, as I said, helps 95% of working families. And it is the most workers to, as the president said, the most workers to ever receive a tax cut in the history of this country.
Gibbs says that President Obama made promises related to the tax code on the campaign trail, and he's living up to those promises.
You saw the president today talk about, as candidate Obama, promising to bring a tax cut to 95% of working families in America, and as president, delivering that tax cut.
Conservative critics not buying that explanation, though. They say that the president did not promise trillions of dollars in new spending, as well as massive tax increases in the area of energy taxes, if in fact his cap and trade system passes. They also say that if Obama wants to pay for all the things that he's proposing, he's never going to be able to do it by taxing only the wealthiest of Americans. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talking about a number of issues on Wednesday. First of all, pushing for an expanded global response to piracy off the Horn of Africa. Secretary Clinton says the Somali pirates are only getting stronger.
We have noticed that the pirates are buying more and more sophisticated equipment. They're buying faster and more capable vessels.
The secretary also says that the problem is not just affecting the Horn of Africa.
It's a problem that affects the rest of the international community so directly that we're going to come together and combat it.
Navy snipers killed three Somali pirates and freed Captain Richard Phillips of the Maersk, Alabama over the weekend. Another U.S. ship was fired upon by pirates today but was able to escape. Meanwhile, Secretary Clinton also talking about the U.S. effort to open a multilateral direct dialogue with Iran. She says that despite some reports, the U.S. has not changed any conditions for such meetings.
We will stand behind the sanctions that have already been implemented, and we will look for new ways to extend collective action.
She also says, though the U.S. position is clear, Iran can't have nuclear weapons.
We will continue to work with our allies to make it clear Iran cannot continue to pursue nuclear weapons.
Meanwhile, down along the border, the new Obama administration border czar is signaling the U.S. will support the Mexican government as it fights drug traffickers. The new border czar, Alan Burson, explains.
What's going on in Mexico, across the border in Juarez, requires that we support the government of Mexico in its very valiant, courageous effort to both stem violence and also deal with the drug trafficking organization.
Burson says, though, the border policy will honor the Constitution.
We should always be careful to be operating within a very sound constitutional tradition that served us well.
On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow up 109 points to end the day at 8030. The NASDAQ up only a single point to 1627. The S&P 500 gaining 11 to 852. Crude oil down 16 cents, $49.25 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll talk about the pig book, get the American Legion's reaction to returning veterans being called a potential security risk. And when we come back, Captain Chuck Nash on how to deal with the pirates once and for all. Stay with us.